Hey, you. Yeah, you. Why so serious? Hey, what's going on in here? Hey. Is this working? Is this working on here? What's going on? You know, I just saw this quote. I saw this quote from somebody. They said this. This is what they said. They said, surround yourself with people and things that have you doing less dumb stuff and more smart stuff. God dang. Where are those people at? Huh?
Time to take things a little less seriously. God dang. You know, I just wanted to get on here this morning. I think of that line from The Dark Knight, my brother loves, my family loves, from the Joker. He says, why so serious? And, you know, I get on here and it feels like I share the good, the bad, and the ugly. And at times, because I'm on this setup, I got this thing, like it looks a certain way. Let's see if I zoom in. Oh man, I lost the lightness, right? Zoom back out, it got brighter. I didn't even touch anything but the zoom, right? All this stuff, I get on here and I'm, hey, everybody, Michael Gebbin here. Super excited to bring you another Rockin' Wednesday. Today, we're going to talk about being yourself, not being so serious. My voice. Anywho, I'm playing around with shorts. I'm playing around with things. I'm taking life. It's one big goddamn experimentation now. You know, I've said these things. I've talked about imperfect action. I've lived imperfect action a lot in the past. And then in recent times, these present times, I was overthinking things and I was overanalyzing things. I don't know about you, but I can tell you, since I've been recording and being playful and having fun with this and not really caring one way or another what exactly happens with it, but just showing up, knowing that simply and accepting that simply there will be people who don't understand me. There will be people who don't understand you. You can go too slow, people tell you go too fast. You can go too fast, people tell you go too slow. You can be too big, people tell you to go get smaller. You get too small, they'll tell you need to get a little bigger, right? Everything that you will do, they will tell you to not be you and to be something else. All they're really doing is projecting that which they believe about themselves and projecting that on to you. I have to watch myself all the time when I get on here to make sure that I'm not telling you something that really might just work for me. It might not work for you, right? And so I got on this morning, and so that quote was a real thing there. And I just think to myself, I see so many of these things. I literally was on my stationary bike this morning, and I'm like, I'm going to make one of these videos. I'm just getting on there, and I'm like, and I wasn't going to try to be serious, but there's so much of those like, man, I'm on this bike this morning and I get my sweat on and you got to sweat real hard every day and you got to do it. You got to do it no matter what. You got to sweat. And it's just like, man, I'm sweating with this thing. I got to take this jacket off. Right? God dang. And I do this little video. I go online to post it. And the very God lover first video I see is from Mel Robbins. On her station, her bike, she's sweating. And she's like, guys, I've been getting questions today from all of you. And I'm sweating. How do you do this hard stuff? And I'm thinking, you know what? The majority of my life and the majority of the success that I've had, I did not intentionally seek out life being difficult. I got to do the hardest goddamn thing that I possibly can so I can succeed at this. The greatest success that I've had in my life has come through struggle, has come through difficult times and challenge. But at the end of the day, it was when I embraced the simple, the easy, and the effortless for me. That is my truth. It may not be your truth. It may not be anybody else's truth. And that's okay. But my greatest value I brought into video production was after I stopped doing, in the beginning, I'm like, hey, somebody's willing to give me some money. Hey, somebody wants me to do something. Hey, I don't care what it is. I'll do it. And I genuinely was enthusiastic and excited about doing anything and everything that walked or crawled or came my way that I could point a camera at. I loved it. And I had a couple buddies and we hung out. And like, I remember one of my greatest, funnest times I ever had, this memory of me, my buddy Andrew and Tim. And we drove to this place that was like 8 hours away. and we were given this shot list, and we had to shoot all day, all these random shots of this town. And my buddy Andrew's like driving my car while I'm getting shots, and he's going sideways. And it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. You know how much we got for the three of us to go out for a whole day to this bloody shoot? We got $250. I remember the $250 not as in like, oh man, we got screwed over. I remember the $250 because we had a mother freaking blast and we had fun. And I think to myself, there became a time when certain work wasn't fun for me anymore for a whole myriad of reasons. But there was certain work that I did that I had a blast doing. I loved doing. And I bring up this story all the time. And I think I say it because I'm trying to constantly remind myself that lines like "what got you here won't get you there." You hear these things, and I bring this up over and over again. I don't know if you hear it or pay attention. You'll probably hear it something soon, right? You're going to get off this video. You're going to send me a message right after this because you're going to get on a video and they'll say, "what got you here won't get you there," and you got to do something else. And it's like, what got me success was having fun and doing what I loved regardless of what other people thought, regardless of what other people told me, regardless of what anybody said I should or shouldn't do. And when I embraced that and I was about to quit and give up, I never got into entrepreneurship to not have any freedom, flexibility, to hate my life, to not enjoy what I'm doing, to be stressed out and overwhelmed. Now, there were slivers that were unbelievable, but there was a time where I was so stressed. I mean, I had, you know, people I did weddings for that were in law force calling my parents' house, and like I was afraid to answer my phone because I didn't want to disappoint people and let people down, and I thought I was going to get chewed out. And it was torment because I was really good at what I did and people really liked me and I did a lot of things and I probably took on more than I should have. But it's when I finally embraced and said, you know what, there is this one thing I love and it is easy to do. I love doing it. People love when I do it. Why don't I do that? And all this other stuff that, quite frankly, it's not that it's not valuable. It's not that no one likes it. But I don't bring my best anymore when I do it. And I'm not happy anymore doing it. And the year I decided to make what I call a my way decision, I said, I'm going to dress, I'm going to speak, I'm going to shoot, I'm going to edit, I'm going to speak, I'm going to not, this little scruff on my face, it's been there since 2011, some version of it. I used to be baby-faced every single week. I'd be baby-faced because I had to go to that wedding clean-shaven, you know? That year, my business took off more than it had ever taken off in my entire life. I had more fun, more freedom, more flexibility. In the grand scheme of things, it wasn't without challenge and difficulty, but it was far easier than any year I'd ever had. I was getting help and support. Like, it wasn't this white knuckling it and like, you know, you want it done right, you do it yourself. You know, ain't nobody doing it better than me. It's like, look, a lot of people do a lot of things a lot better than me. You know what I do really well? What I'm doing right now. And the reality is I'm in a flow state. And when I did the work that was at my best in video production, I was in a flow state. I was being me. I was being free. I was having fun. I was being flexible. I was doing my thing. I was following my intuition, my heart, my gut. Magic happened. But it wasn't through, I got to sweat so hard and it's so challenging and I got to do this. It's like, yes, life is not rainbows, butterflies, and unicorns. I know that. I ain't naive to the fact that there are challenges, there are rain clouds, and some people love the rain, some people hate the rain. There's all sorts of different things going on. That's not my point. My point is that there are a lot of alpha personality types out there that are going to work harder than you, longer than you, and I won't say better than you, but they're going to work longer and harder. And at times, it is a defense mechanism for them to feel like, I got my armor up. God dang it. I am here right now to tell you that you need to do this. I don't know why I go into this crazy, like, real intense, like, Southern something voice when I do it. But God dang. But it's like, I was around that a lot. So I think inevitably, even in doing videos like this and different things, it created this, I got to be a certain way and speak a certain way and do things a certain way. And I'm just like, something always felt off. And it wasn't until I started getting more into the feminine and the females out there who were growing businesses who weren't the bleed your eyes out, sleep when you're dead and run through brick wall type of personality types. And they were more in the woo. I have a book over here by Susie Batiste somewhere. I don't know where the hell it's at right now, but it's called The Woo of Poo. And it's just so light and fun. And that is what I want to continue to embody and do what that sign says right there. Be the change, right? Continue to embody a lighthearted funness that you just don't seem to see a lot out there right now. And I think that the people that we see the most, who are the loudest and the squeaky wheels, are the smallest percentage of people on this planet. Most of us are not, we're not wired that way. We aren't that. And we'll never be that. Not consistently. We're not going to become this like intense, it's like a 4-cylinder, you know, car that struggles to get to 80 miles an hour becoming a Formula One vehicle. It just doesn't work that way. Now we can evolve. We can get stronger. We can get more powerful. We can become more and do more things that light us up, that activate us, that make us feel like we're growing and making progress. And there's so many great things to growing versus stagnating, right? And not doing. You know, in the last couple of years, I was really coasting in a lot of ways. I was exhausted. And it wasn't a physical exhaustion. It was a mental and psychological exhaustion from all the things and all the actions I had taken, all the things doing what I was supposed to do or should do and the right way to do. And instead, I just said, you know what? I'm tired. I just did what I had to stay afloat. And personally, in a lot of ways, I was really happy. And I had had a life where I had some routine. I got a lot of freedom and a lot of flexibility and a lot of time with my wife. And it was fantastic. It is fantastic. But there was a part of me that was itching. But it wasn't itching to, I got to sweat. I got to go so hard. Oh, I got to be dripping when I'm done with. I don't think dripped like that outside of a few random scenarios since I played football in high school. My life's been just fine without having to do that. Now, am I saying there's anything wrong with it? No, and it may work magic for you. It may be what you need. It may be who you are. I have nothing against that. I just know that there are lots because I'm one of them. And I want to be an example for the people who are not like that. The misfits, the misunderstood, the outliers, the outsiders, the misunderstoods, the neurodivergent people, the ADHD, these people who are all, and there's all different types of them. There are the intense neurodivergent people who are blah, 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 and there's not. But I'm not that intense guy. I got a lot of energy. And if we got together and we were there together for 2 hours, I'd probably talk for an hour and 40 minutes. And if we got together again and I said, no, you talk first, you'd probably say you talk because people feel better when they're around my energy. And I never accepted that. I always rejected it because that's easy for me. Doing those same diets back in the day, that was easy for me. And people loved it. And I loved doing it. But then there were people, you can't just do that. Maybe you can't, but I can. When people say you can't do something, all you need to do is stop and do one thing. When they say you can't, you can say it back or you cannot, but just think all they're saying to you right now is I can't. When somebody says you can't do that, you shouldn't do that. Or the magical line is, here's what I would do if I were you. Right? Now, there's nothing wrong with advice. But again, I have felt like for a very long time, I had a lot of people tell me I don't need, this is a metaphor for anybody, you know, who's curious, that I don't need to wear glasses. And I kept trying to not wear glasses. And I kept thinking, it's a little fuzzy. It's a little blurry. I can't see that well. And they kept encouraging, it'll get better. Now, I since looked up. There is a way to improve your eyesight naturally. It seems that most people fail doing it. It's not exactly affordable. It's not exactly easy. And because it's not affordable and because it's not really easy and there's a lot you have to do and it adds a lot of unnecessary steps to the equation, most people quit. For me, I ain't got no problem. I actually love eyeglasses. If for some reason my eyes became 20/20 vision, I'd probably still wear glasses. I love glasses. But I realized that I also don't just have readers. These are custom prescription. And I could put these on 50 different people with 50 different prescriptions. And I would almost bet my life there wouldn't be a single person that would put them on and we'd have the exact same eyes. So there's so much one size fits all versus what size fits you. And all I want to do is continue to be an example of a person who's just got what fits him. And then to share and do my best to show up in a variety of different ways, to just play and have fun and not commit to a particular way at a particular time, at a particular day, in a particular order, in a particular this and a particular that. Because quite frankly, I'm not particular. And I didn't succeed being particular in those ways. In my particular way, I succeeded. But not in another particular way that is supposed to be the way that's the system that we're looking for, the step-by-step, the framework to success. If you just follow this and you just do that, the people we're learning this from are doing it their way too. And I guarantee almost, I'll bet a lot on this too, that they're not following what they're teaching to a T. That's why coming on here and always not fully, I share the good, the bad, and the ugly, but it's always like, I'm not this person who's got this all figured out. And I got the right way to do things. I am figuring things out every day. I am being challenged every day. I am having things that can, I won't say make me angry every day, because that's not true. I'm not angry every day. But I do have things that make me angry. I've cried a lot in the last month and a half. I do have things that get me emotional and make me cry. I mean, I cried a lot of, you know, romantic comedies. You ever seen, a little bright there. Where we at? God dang. The great Ted Lasso. He had that goofy, quirky side, but if you watch it, he also had that other side that was hurting. And although I live in a constant paradox of, I know now with every bone in my body that I am damn good at what I do and at helping people break free of the limitations and shackles that are holding them down and help untangle their mind, rewire their mind, jumpstart their human battery, whatever words and language I've used through the years, all sorts of different things that popped up. I am damn good at that. That doesn't mean that I am not without my own challenges, my own struggles, my own difficulties. I believe we all are. Some just have a lot greater ability to have a mask on or a shield up. And I am taking that mask off. I got to keep these on, you know, because at the end of the day. Hey, Deborah. God dang. Thank you. All right. I appreciate that. Taking that mask off, taking that shield off. You had, now I'm getting emotional. See, I get triggered. Yeah. I'm crying a lot because I'm thinking of, he was your father, I believe. He felt like a grandpa to me. But anyways, I'm going to have something powerful to share next week that we did for my grandpa. Not too many people know right now. People may be able to guess, but I've wanted to keep it private. I'll leave it at that. But appreciate you, Debbie. But yeah, I to be the example that I wish I could see. And what I don't see enough of is just quirky, goofy, fun, experimental, be yourself, not be perfect, be imperfect and be light. I think so many people just want that permission to be light, you know, to be airy, right? And just be themselves. I think so many people love the fact that they didn't have to wear a suit and a tie and get all dressed up a certain way, because I don't think that there are people who love to be dressed to just for success, if you will. There's a ton of people, man, I love my lounge pants and I love to do that. And it's like, I do too. I wear sweatpants a lot, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, and then it makes it a little special when I get dressed up. But a lot of people, they just want to be free. My buddy, we had all these assessments and it had these phrases. And most of the people who followed me, this one part of the assessment, I think 9 out of 10 people got the freedom seeker. People just want to be free. And I'm giving myself permission to be free, giving you permission to be free. And I want to be an example of what being free looks like. So why so serious? All right, my friends, I think that's good. Feel complete. Can I get a rock and roll in the comments? Huh? Can I get a rock and roll? Can I get a goddamn, goddamn, goddiggity-diggity-dang? And yeah, I coach. That's what I do. Call me a life coach. Call me a mind mechanic. Call me a jump starter. I don't care what you want to call me. When I hear you, I could probably help you. We'll see what I can do. But reach out. Wherever you hear this message right now, don't hesitate to reach out. You know, I want this content to keep being inspired by you. I do this, as I did in the video the other day, for me first and others second. But at the end of the day, I'm also doing it for others. Like, I want other people to be inspired. That's why I'm on here again. The last 2 years, I did 99% of what I was doing in private. And that felt great. I was helping people. But I knew that I have been called to speak a message that others can hear. Others that I may never know, and you may never reach out, and you may never show your face or say your name or send a message or leave a comment, but you're watching. I kind of try to see you. I can't quite see you that well unless you say hello. But anyways, I appreciate you, and I hope that you find this helpful. So rock and roll, my friends. Rock and roll. Have a blessed day. I appreciate you. Be on the lookout for more light and fun and goofy and, you know, videos from the heart, videos from the soul. God dang, have a great day.